We are learning Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Chof Beis Amud Aleph, and we are starting on Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. Tanu Rabbanan. It says in the Pasuk, the beginning of Parasha Kiseitzei, about the Parasha of Eishes Yifas Tayar. It says in the Pasuk, V'reisha v'shivya Eishes Yifas Tayar, v'chashak taba, l'kach tochal isha. You see in the war, you see a Eishes Yifas Tayar, a nice looking isha, and you desire her, and you take her for a wife. And the Gemara darshens this whole Pasuk. Barisa b'shivya, b'shas shivya. The halacha is that this whole heter to take her for marriage is only if you desire her b'shas the war. But if you bring her home for shivcha as a maidservant, then you desire her, there's no heter for that. Eishes, v'afilu eishes ish. The halacha is even if she's married before, still there's a heter to take her. Now you're going to ask me, how's it possible to have an eishes ish by a guy? So Tosfos asks his kasha. Tosfos says, v'af b'dein eishes b'kusis, even though she thinks eishes by a guy, still, Taisa says, there's a asay. V'davak b'ishtoiv lo eishes chaveru, which is a pasuk in Parashas Bereishis. So there's a asay, even by a goy, there's a asay not to marry eishes chaveru. So here, the chiddush is, by yifas tayar, it's mutter, even if she's eishes, which is a asay. Yifas tayar, le'dibra tayar le'kenegi yetzahara. This whole parasha, the yifas tayar is mashma, that the whole reason why you want her is metoich yefyeha, because she's beautiful. And the positive teaching goes, Le'divra Torah can I get Yitzhara? Betzem is not the right thing, correct thing, but the Torah was talking about the Yitzhara. Mutav sh'yoychalu Yisrael basar temusais shchutais. It's better if they eat basar temusais, that's shchuta. What's basar temusais? So Rashi explains, it means if you have a behemoth that's ready to die, and you shecht it. So the halacha is that behemoth is kosher to eat because it's geshechtin. But basar temusais is considered disgusting. It's considered disgusting basar. And it's better to eat basar temusais, that's shchutais, than nevelos. Mutav sheyechlu yishra basar temusais shchutais, vayechlu basar temusais nevelos. And v'chashakta, we darshan the pasuk v'chashakta, av api she'enoi na. The halacha is that as long as he desires her, even though she's not pretty, still the same halacha applies. Ba v'loi ba v'chavata. Another halacha is, you're not going to take two, you only take one. It says, b'chashakta ba, only one you can take, not two. V'lekachta, l'kuchin yeshlecha ba. There's a kinyan, you only have like one eishes yifas tayar, not two. V'lekachta, l'kuchin yeshlecha ba. There's a kedushin is typhus. Now what would be the havamina? So Rashi says, v'api sha. Av apish that she was over chavim. Av apish she over chavim. So reinim eskeyer is medaita because she's not becoming a ger medaita. I'm gonna come back to the Rashi soon. L'kuchin yeshukaba l'chol isha. So yikach shtei nashim achas loy v'achas loaviv. Or achas loy v'achas lebenoy. You shouldn't take two. One for you, one for your father, one for your son. And already the achrayim asked, the yelshach asked, it's pashid. You can't take one for yourself and one for your son or one for your father. The whole het is only. When you see someone at war that you desire her, if they didn't come, what's the shaykhis? And so yeah, shaykhis says that's good for the limud. Okay, v'haveisa milameh shleyachatzenim b'mechama. V'haveisa means that shleyachatzenim b'mechama. What does that mean? Rashi means love aleh. Shouldn't be love aleh b'mechama. You wait till she gets home. So in the words shleyachatzenim and from v'lekachta, you see from Rashi, both cases, that Rashi holds, Rashi's sheet is, that Ba'eshish Yifas Tayar, the het is to take her, to bring her home, go through a whole process of she cries for her appearance for 30 days, she grows her hair, she grows her nails, and she doesn't look good anymore. And then, after she comes a Geiris, you mutter the first beer. But we know, we said over yesterday, that Tosfos argues on this. But the right Rashi is, it's pretty clear, you shouldn't have beer with her in Muhammad. You should wait to the whole Geiris. And also it says, there's a Tosfos Kedushin. So it sounds like we're talking about Geiris here. So Tosfos, the Ramasko Shloya Chasana brings down Rashi's Shah, Pirish Bekuntris, Love Eleha, Mashmam Tech Pirushoi, the Muhammad also Love Eleha, so Tosfos Kalikar. But Phil Birushoina in the Mutad, Lacha Kalamaisim, that's the big diet from Rashi. Taisa Shu Kasha, so read some of them. Vitema Frank Taisis. M came my ka'ama loy dibra tara can I get Sahara. What does it mean? Kim Muhammad also at Yavi Labesa, Ach Kalam Isim, Hech Nispai Sister Bekach, Akati Gitzara Muhammad. Isn't the whole problem is that Muhammad is not going to hold himself back? So if you have to bring her home and for 30 days and everything, what's that going to help? Until a month. That's Kasha number one. Then Kasha number two is, Voice Kasha, my Carly Basa Tamusa, it's Kim Shim's Gaira. Why do you call her Basa Tamusa? Why is that called Basa Tamusa? Kim Shim's Gaira, she became a Gaira. So now the first kasha you could say the teretz is pas basala. In the second kasha you could say that kibin shes gairo, we said it's not sugar gairis, rashi was mashma. That's what's called bas tamusas. Va'oid kasha, he has another kasha, and therefore he argues on rashi and he holds, if you go right then, halfway down, tais v'nir b'nei tam, the beer is shayna mutaris v'machama. I will be a shnia sura achate v'beis agiris. You wait to the second one. Ay, what's tait shlo yilchat sena b'machama? Zogt. Toises, what it means, you don't start the 30 days until she gets to your house. So you don't start a Muhammad, start making it hard for her. You wait until she gets to your house. That's how Toises learns. The Ramban learns in Toises Mahalaf, so Yachatzena Muhammad means that Avadz Mutter Beer Shain is Mutter in the war, but wait till you get to your house. Don't, not actually in the field. It means go to a private place. That's what it would mean. Akapanim, that's a very important place, Rashi and Taisvis. Obviously, it's a huge sugyum. This is HHFI story, but that's just a tip of the iceberg. The Machlokes, Rashi and Taisvis, and the different halachas. Tanu Rabbanim, back to Eved Ivri, the halacha of Nirtza of Eved Ivri. Remember, by Eved Ivri, is Eved of 6 years. After 6 years, he says, I like my master, I like my wife, I like my kids, which means the Shivcha Kananis. And he says he wants to stay. So the luck is, they put him, make a hole in his ear, and that he stays. Vavadu loyalam, he stays till Yovel. Im Amar Yoimar, Pasuk Hanuman, and Pasuk says like this: Im Amar Yoimar Eved, Hafti is Adoni. I like my master. It's Ishti Vesbani Loyitzi Chavshi. That's what he says. A double loss in Amar Yoimar. Actually, Yoimar Vishni. You have to say it twice. You have to say twice. Amar Yoimar. You have to say this twice. Stand up and say it one time. You say it two times, we know you really mean it. The pasuk says you have to say it twice. Omar betchilas sheish, lo yamosev sheish. You say it at the beginning of 6 years. And again, everything we read now, the Gemara doesn't explain. Omar betchilas sheish, lo yamosev sheish. If you said one time beginning of sheish, or twice beginning of sheish, you didn't say besoev sheish. Eina nirtza. You don't go out, you're not nirtza. You don't get the hole in the ear in extra years. Shunema lo yetze chavshi. He says, in the pasuk it says, this amira has to be b'shas when you're going out. Omar b'soyf sheish. He said this two times at the end of sheish. V'lo omar b'tchilas sheish. And nirtza also not nirtza. Shnei mam omar yoyimah eved. Atch yoyimah kishu eved. That's it while he's eved. So halacha is has to say it twice. I'm saying for the Gemara, they have to say it once for the beginning of 6 years, once at the end of 6 years. That's what it sounds like. Well, the Gemara doesn't explain. The Gemara doesn't explain. What? Right, that's why I said. That's why I said no questions until we explain the Gemara. Afterwards, we'll take all questions. Amar, Amar betchila sheish, v'loy Amar v'soyv sheish. Ain't a nirtza. If you said the beginning of sheish, you didn't say v'soyv sheish. You're not nirtza. Why? Shenem alei etzei chavshi, and it has to be v'shas when you're going out free. Freit the Gemara, my irim alei etzei chavshi. I'll tell you a different reason why. If you say at the beginning of sheish, it does not work. Why? You need to have that I love my Isha and the Bonai. And here, you didn't marry the Shifcha Kananis. You definitely didn't have kids yet. So, L'chaira, how could it be that I'm saying this Amira that I like, want to stay by beginning? You don't have your Ishta, you don't have the Bonai for sure not. V'leka, v'su, not a kasha, Oma b'soiv sheish, l'am t'chil sheish, we say ain't nirtza. Why? Shenem ha'eved. Otu soiv sheish l'av evedu. At the end of Sheish, not Eved. Father's Eved. Is Eved besoiv Sheish? Why are you saying Atreim Eved? At the end of Sheish, not Eved. Amarava, you have ties like this. My betchila Sheish, betchilas pruta achroina. My besoiv Sheish, besoiv pruta achroina. Explains Rashi that betchilas Sheish means you have to say it at the end of Sheish, but before the pruta achroina. For example, let's say his value is one pruta a day. He has to say this memra. And let's say the last day is on a Tuesday. He has to say this, and the whole Tuesday has to work, and after Tuesday goes out free. He has to say it on Monday, when there's still a pruta achorin left. He already has Isha upon him, but he's still considered Eved, because he still has a pruta left. But besoiv sheish, after, if you only said it on Tuesday, where you don't have a pruta left, you're not nirtza, because there, you're not called the Eved anymore, because you have less than a pruta left. And even if you said it twice, it doesn't work. Now, if you say it only the beginning, if you say it only on Monday and not on Tuesday, it's also a problem. Why? Because you have to say it samuch too when you're going out. La'etzei chavshi has to be when you're about to go out. So therefore, halach is, you say it b'tchilas sheish m'soiv sheish, which means you say it like this. You say it by the beginning of Prutah Acharyon, which is on Monday, and you say it again on Tuesday. That's the two times you say it, and that's what's called a nirtza.
First of all, in your case, yeah, something wouldn't work. first time?
Sunday would work also, as long as after Ishtu Yabane Pashtus. It says.
Unless it doesn't never gave him a Shiva
Kanas. Never gave him Shiva Kanas? Then there's no din of Nirtza.
No,
Kamavuya a few times, there's no din of Nirtza. We already had yesterday's daf that by a Kayin, the Mara's child was, there's a Kayin. If he didn't give him also, you have to have it. It's Ma'akev. Hafti is Ishtu Yabane Ma'akev. We see like Gemara, Hafti is Ishtu Yabane Ma'akev. We had a bunch of places. Huh?
And Bana Yerosa Ma'akev?
Yeah. Have the Ishvan, both of them Ma'akev, when it comes to a Nirtza. Yeah. Tanar Abanan. So Tanar Abanan. The Brisa will say something about this, what?
What's the whole Taina on the Nirtza then?
What do you mean, what's the whole Taina?
Well, so the reason why he gets Nirtza.
Right, so we'll see that. Right.
You know, that's just why you
right, okay. So, you know, Tanar Abanan. Yeah, it's Goyim. Yeah, they're not his kids.
They're not his
kids. No, they're Goyim. They're married Shivcha. They're Goyim. Tanar Abanan. Loy Isha Obanim. Well, the rabbi ain't Isha Banim. He has a wife and children, which means from the Shivcha, and the rabbi doesn't have Isha Banim. Ain't no Nirtza. Shinema, it says in the Pasuk, Kahevicha Vesbeisecha. This Pasuk is a Parashish Re'ei, where it says, V'hoyok Yoymer Elecha, Lo Eitzim Imach, Kahevicha, I like you, Vesbeisecha, in your house, Kitoyv Le'imach. What does it mean, Beisecha? We know, Beischa Zu Isha. We know Beis Zu Isha. So it says, if he has Isha Banim, his rabbi is not have Isha Banim, ain't a Nirtza. Shinema, Kahevicha Vesbeisecha. The rabbi isha banim v'lo ein isha banim ein a nirtza. Why? Shenema hafti es adoindi es ishti ves banai. So here the salacha clearly, if he doesn't have a wife and children, he does not say, he does not, can't say nirtza. Now, where do you see anything about children by the master? It says kahivicha ves beisecha. Beisecha means a wife. So zokta tois sarosh ein hachinami. You do not need children to the rabbi. All he needs is a wife. I'll read the tois sarosh inside if you don't believe it. The tois sarosh says that nearly the agav, the nokat isha obanim gabi eved, nokat isha obanim gabi odoin. It's agav that. Aval ain't tzarch shiyu loy banim. The chsiv es beisach of hainu isha. Could the omer gabi koyin godol, the chsiv e chifer ba'ada e ba'ab beisoy, she tzarch shtey loy isha. It's the first mishnah, mistech es yuma for those doing a raisa. Aval abanim loy kapit, but no din abanim, it's a din in the isha, not in the banim, like upon him. So this, that's agav, the banim. It is, they have the isha. Weiter in the Braisa. What happens if it says a hafti? It says who oyev is rabbi? The rabbi ain't a oyevai. He likes his rabbi. If his rabbi isn't like him, ain't a nirtza. Shenemaki toiv loy imach. It says that he was toiv loy imach. So it has to be that he's good. The master that the eved's good to the master. Toiv with you. So if he doesn't like if the master's not like the eved, it does not work. What about the opposite case? Rabbi Oyev who in Oyev? It's Rabbi in Yitzchak. Shnei Mekehevcha. He has to like the Rabbi. He has to love the Rabbi. Who Chayla v'Rabbi in a Chayla? Let's say he was sick all these years and the Rabbi was not Chayla. Ain't in Yitzchak. Shnei Mekehtoyv loy. That's the gears of Yerash. Not Imak. Toyv loy. He has to be good to the master. When he's sick, he might be a good guy, but he's not good to the master. The master has to have gain from him. Rabbi Chayla who in a Chayla? Ain't in Yitzchak. Shnei Mekehimach has to be with him. Since Rabbi is Chayla, it's not Toyv Imach. Because it's not good for the ever. By Rabbi Babaya, shneim choy lemay. So there, imach bin avika. Lemay said they're both equal. But toiv imach, they're both the same good. Oydilma ki toiv imach bin. It has to be toiv la, and here it's not toiv la. Well, leka, you don't have toiv. Take more blives of a shayla in such a case. So in such a case, you would not be able to be a nirtza because it's a shayla if you have ki toiv imach. Once mentioned toiv imach, when we mentioned another drash we have from this pasuk, we had this before. Tana banan. He has to eat with you, eat your food, eat your drink. You can eat fine bread, and he'll eat bread full of bran. You're drinking old wine, and he's going to drink grape juice. You're sleeping in a nice flock, nice blankets. He sleeps on straw. If the Oyim listened to the Shurim before, you learn what does it mean, Koina Odin La'atzmai. He's equal. He's a Kodin Ochaver La'atzmai. What's Odin La'atzmai? So we said over from Taisus of Shem the Yishalmi that if you only have one pillow, so you can't take it because you have to give it to the Eved. And so I say, don't give it to anyone. It's me, this is done. Therefore, you have to give it to the Eved. So that's why it's Koina Odin La'atzmai. This is Shem the Yishalmi, Taisus brings down 2 blah ago. So tomorrow, by Tanan Banan. It says in the Pasuk that what happens when he goes out, the yotza me'imach hu uvan of imoy, v'shavel mishpachtoi v'lachuzas oyvaysa of yashuv. He goes out, him and his children. Now who's the children? So it can't be the children from the Shivcha, because that belongs to the master. So who exactly is going out with him? The yotza me'imach hu uvan of imoy. Omrab Shimon, Imhu Nimka, Ban Raisim Nukarim, his children weren't sold. Mekan, we see from here that Kol Zman, the Eved Ivri, is an Eved, Mekan Shirabai Chayib and Mezoinis Banov. We see from here that the master is Chayib and the Mezoinis of his children that he came in with. But Kyotiv Dava, the same thing is of his wife. Kyotiv Dava Ta'imer, Imbal Isha, but Yotz Ishta Imai. His wife goes out with him. Obviously, it's not the Shifcha, because he's not married to a Shifcha. He just was producing children for the master. So who's Yotz Ishta Imai? I'm Rav Shimon, who knew Kirshtim and Makaris? Makah and Chirabi Chayiv and Mezoinis Ishta. See, for me, the master is Chayiv and the Mezoinis of his wife. Vitzricha. And you need the pasuk to tell you that Yechayiv Mezoinis of his wife. And you need the pasuk to tell you that Yechayiv Mezoinis for the children. Diashvin and Banav. What do you want? His children can't work. Their father is Eved Ivri now. So it's possible you give the children Mezoinis. Ala Ishtoi, the Bas Mechel, she could work and produce and make her own food. So she's fully capable. Let her go to work. Maybe she should work and eat. So maybe there's no Mezoinis. It's not a derech for her to go collecting. It's not embarrassing to go collecting. Say that both she and the children get mezainis. Now, I had a shayla. Could an eved remarry someone while he's an eved? He came in single. So Chayiv came in single, he can't marry a shifcha. It says, Begapa Yava, Begapa Yetze, he can't marry a shifcha, he came in single. But what about, he wants to marry someone now, and so then, would the master be Chayiv mezainis? So I found in the Michas Chinuch, it says, he only get married, at least be Chayiv mezainis, only Midas Rabbi. If the Rabbi lets him get married, then he'll be Chayiv mezainis. But it has to be Midas Rabbi, that's what Michas Chinuch said, Toich Dvaro. Tanu Rabbanu, we learned that our brisa. We're finishing up the Nirtza. We're going to have a few drashas here about Nirtza. Tanu Rabbanu, ilu nema oznoi badeles. It doesn't say these words, but if it would say these words, it says in the pasuk the pasuk is lashon is v'kachna semartzeya v'nasata bi oznoi uvadeles. But let's say it just said oznoi badeles. So you would think yedker keneged oznoi badeles. You should drill a hole in the door keneged his ear. Delas in Ozdei Loi. But Dafka in the Delas, not the Oizen. Frank Tamar, does a Havamina, you don't drill his ear, actual ear. But Oizen Loi, Vachsiv, says the Pasuk, there's a Pasuk in Parashat Mishpatim, Verotza Adoinov, es Ozdei Bamatzea. Clearly, you're drilling the ear. Ela Yisya you would say, Yirtzian Loi Zmavroi. You first drill a hole in his ear. Vianachena al Delas. Then you put it on the door. Vyitka Keneged Oizen of Delas. And then you drill a hole in the Delas on the Keneged the Oizen. You make a hole in his ear until you reach the door. So, and we learned yesterday, we didn't make the hole in the ear, not in the bottom where the ladies wear earrings, not that, right? It's the middle of the ear. It's more like the cartilage of the ear. I think that the place would be is not in the like the outside part of his ear. This part of his ear, I think that's the part where you drill the hole, the outside part of his ear, the middle of the ear and the outside part. That's where you drill the hole. By at Eved Ivri. Now the Gemara goes weiter. Dela Shemayani Bein Akura Bein Shai Akura. It sounds like a door. Maybe the door is on its hinges, off its hinges. Tamaloyim a mezuzah. It says also a lashon of mezuzah. It says Vegisha Ela Delas Oyel a mezuzah. What's Oyel a mezuzah? Teaching us that the Delas has to be similar to mezuzah. Mezuzah is only called mezuzah, which means a doorpost only if it's up. Ma mezuzah ma'umad. Av Delas not ma'umad. The door has to be ma'umad. So Akapam, that's the way you make a hole in his ear. You bring him next to the door and you drill his ear until you reach the door. Rabbi Yechem Zakeh, Darish is a mikra zeh kimin chaymer. Yechem Zakeh is darshan these psukim of nirtza kimin chaymer. Kimin chaymer, Rashi says, is like a necklace, a pearl necklace, or a necklace full of besamim, something very geschmack. Taisa says more like it's like a maisa, maybe like a story. Kimin chaymer, manishdana oizim kol evarim shabaguf. Why in the world do you make a hole in his ear? The ear that heard my voice on Har Sinai, I said, I want you to be avodim. Actually, this is bothering me. I didn't look this up anyway, but L'chaira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just said, Anoichi Hashem L'kecha and L'yi L'cha, Devin said, Kli B'nei Yisrael Avodim. I guess in those Dibris state, it's Mefurish that Kli B'nei Yisrael Avodim, I want you to be my avodim. That's Anoichi Hashem L'kecha. So I told you I want to be avodim to me. Le'avodim le'avodim v'halach zeh v'kana adon la'atzma yirtza. He went and he bought a master for himself by wanting to stay extra. So by Moicha Bezdin, we understand, because until now he was sold for his geneva. It wasn't his choice. But now he wants to stay extra, so that's where he gets a hole in the ear. But what about Moicha Atzma? Shouldn't Moicha Atzma get right away on yirtza? So I was afraid the Chesu Shleiman in the back. So the Chesu Shleiman Selling yourself for a limited amount of time, 6 years, is not called, does not chasar in a klibrei shal avadim. But a nirtza really is selling himself forever. Yevil comes and acts it off, but it's really a forever digger sale, and that's where you have the chasar in avadim, avadim, real estate in the cheshek shlema. Rav Shim Berebi HaYedairish, a little different. It's a mikroshek mekvaymer. Manish tana delas and mezuzim we call kelim shavayis. Vos epes, you do it by the door and by the doorpost. Oh my gosh, Baruch Hu, delas and mezuzim, so you ate them Mitzrayim. They were Edis Mitzrayim when they put the blood on the doorpost, the Mitzrayim, v'shosh, v'sachti, ala mashka v'shem mezuzim. When Hashem jumped over the mashka v'shem mezuzim and saved them from Makas Mecharis. V'amarti, kelib reisho avadim. And through that, he was kind of klaisho tfa avadim. Le'avadim la'avadim. V'tseis ma'avis l'cheiros. V'holach zen, this guy went. V'kona odin la'atzma, yirtze b'fneim. You're going to hey, cards, make a nirtze by the door. Because they're the ones who will aid us to the Pesachti as a mashkot and save them.
Why do you have every Eved, right, when it comes in?
When it comes in.
It's because of from the beginning.
Right, no, it's only the kind of himself as an Eved. What do you mean? Only the kind of himself as an Eved.
I'm trying
to explain it to you. Machru Bezdin, Bezdin sold him, and we said over Chesu Shleima, Mecha Atzmai is because it's only 6 years. It's only when you become Avadim for Nirtza, so that's where you have the problem with Libra Yisrael Avadim.